It took longer than Mitra expected for T3 to decipher and translate the files from Nathema into something she could scan with the ship's computer. It was nearly 2 days before she could begin looking through the files. However, she reminded herself, considering he was processing millions of terabytes of data originally compiled on computers using fundamentally alien technology, the fact that he accomplished anything at all was a small miracle. During her initial investigations, several things quickly became clear. The building they had raided had been some type of archival storage office, a mundane but vital component of any complex government. It contained government documents, historical accounts and transcripts, and most promising of all, detailed census records collected from numerous worlds. From the census data, it became clear that Nathema had once been part of the Sith Empire. Oddly, all records seemed to predate the Great Hyperspace War. Whatever event had stripped Nathema of all life and left it devoid of the Force must have happened almost 1,000 years before. Because of that, it was impossible to tell if the Sith Empire as described in the records still existed. But given T3's holo recording of the red-skinned being taking Revan, Mitra was willing to bet it still survived in some form. Revan had left Bastila behind because he feared the greatest threat to the Republic's survival was lurking in the unknown regions. The reemergence of the Sith Empire certainly qualified. The theory also fit with what Candorous had told her. The Mandalorian had claimed that Revan asked him to restore the glory and strength of his people so they could stand against the Sith should they ever try to invade the Republic again. According to the census records, the Sith Empire comprised several dozen planets. The Sith who had taken Revan might have come from any one of those worlds. If she could figure out which was his home, she might be able to narrow her search. However, as she cross-checked the names and galactic coordinates of the listed worlds, Mitra quickly realized that they were all planets already known to the Republic. Over the last 1,000 years, the Jedi had systematically purged every planet mentioned in the census of their Sith influence. These were the records of the Sith Empire that was no more. Refusing to give up, she dug deeper into the data files they had gathered, examining records pertaining to Nathema itself. For several days, she pored through the archives, stopping neither to eat nor to sleep. Every few hours, she refreshed herself with a quick meditation break, drawing on the Force to replenish her fading stores of energy and mental focus so she could continue her work. There were tens of thousands of government documents and reports collected from over 50 different agencies, but Mitra refused to be daunted by the monumental task. She continued to pore through the archives, and slowly, a picture began to emerge. The people of Nathema had spent their last days in a terrified and desperate state. They had known it was only a matter of time until the Jedi found them. And the ruler of Nathema, a Sith named Lord Vitiate, had preyed upon his people's fear. Transcripts of Vitiate's public speeches were filled with graphic warnings of what the Jedi would do once they arrived. Records confirmed that his speeches had been broadcast and transmitted across the whole of the Empire, sowing the seeds of terror among all the Sith worlds. Vitiate had consciously and carefully driven the people into a state of panic, knowing they would blindly follow anyone who offered hope. Vitiate was quick to fulfill that role, and he put out a call for all the other surviving Dark Lords to join him on Nathema in a ritual that he promised would lead the Sith to salvation. At the same time he was doing this, Vitiate also had top historians and scientists secretly trying to determine the location of a planet called Dromund Kaas, the long-lost homeworld of the original Sith species. Mitra discovered this only because of T3's exceptional slicing skills. The astromech had not only copied and translated all the data from the archives, but also decrypted the passcodes to unlock classified government files, which he had then marked as having top priority to help simplify Mitra's investigations.